Few religions have so far escaped unscathed from the long-running Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. For the past fortnight, the Jewish community has been in the spotlight. The evidence of a Sydney rabbi, Yosef Feldman, where he appeared to excuse paedophilia and to throw doubt on the obligation to report allegations to police, have been roundly condemned by many community leaders. But so far, the rabbi's employers have refused to bow to pressure to remove him from his job teaching final-year rabbinical students at the Yeshiva Centre at Bondi. Simon Santo has this story.
Rabbi Yosef Feldman is a figure of some note in the Orthodox Jewish community in Australia. He's been the president of the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales. He's led congregations as their rabbi, and he's currently the administrator of the Rabbinical College. Importantly, at the moment, he's employed to teach final year rabbinical students in Sydney before their ordination. So his comments to the Royal Commission, where he advocated leniency for repentant or inactive pedophiles, and where he lashed out at the media for creating what he termed the hype surrounding child abuse, have created a storm right across Australia's Jewish community.
We're not on the same page. I, as Rabbi Kim Ettlinger, am not on the same page as Rabbi Feldman.
Kim Ettlinger is one of the rabbis at Temple Beth Israel in Melbourne. Rabbi Ettlinger's Reform congregation is at pains to distance itself from the attitudes expressed by Rabbi Feldman.
A lot of these halachic rules, these Jewish law rules, really don't exist anymore in terms of our own safety and security. So for any community, whether it's a Chabad community, for example, or even the progressive community, to use these laws as the basis to not speak out against child sex abuse is really erroneous to the highest degree.
And the strength of the reaction against his comments, what does that say about perhaps the majority of Jews in Australia?
He's out in left field. I don't believe any reasonable human being, Jewish or not, would agree with anything that he's been saying.
AM spoke to Orthodox rabbis too, and it was hard to find anyone prepared to defend Rabbi Feldman. Vic Aladef is from the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.
The section of the Jewish community which has been involved in this Royal Commission is a very small part of the Jewish community.
He says there's widespread condemnation over the rabbi's comments.
Many of the remarks which have come to light are repugnant to Jewish values. They are not representative of the Jewish community. They have no place in the Jewish community.
The fact that Rabbi Yosef Feldman maintains many positions in the community, what can be done about that? Is there any mood for amongst members of the community for something to be done there?
In our view, Rabbi Yosef Feldman is unfit to hold any position of authority or leadership in the Jewish community.
Who has the power, though, to strip him of the positions that he holds, or is it only up to him to resign from them?
That is a matter for the institution where he is employed.
Some Jewish leaders say that if anything good can come out of the current battering at the Royal Commission, it would be stronger protection for children against all forms of abuse.
Simon Santo reporting.